This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country where soldiers from Kyiv have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden says global leaders are turning the tide and stemming a years-long backslide of democratic institutions.
I believe this is a defining challenge of our age. And today, we can say with pride that the democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
At his second democracy summit on Wednesday, Biden looked to spotlight hopeful advancements over the past year, despite Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine and U.S. tensions with China over its military and economic influence in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the 86-year-old Francis does not have COVID-19, but requires several days of therapy. This is VOA News. Migrants and activists held a vigil in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez on Tuesday for the dozens who died during a fire in a migrant detention center. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
New video has emerged that is believed to be surveillance camera footage from inside the Mexican detention center near the U.S. border, where Monday's fire disaster killed at least 38 migrants. And it appears to show how quickly the smoke and flames spread throughout the facility. In the video, you can see migrants kicking at the door of their cell with flames nearby. People in uniforms are seen walking past and making no attempt to open the gate. The fire was apparently started by migrants protesting deportations. Within moments, the smoke is so thick you can no longer see.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The New York City grand jury investigating hush money paid on behalf of former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to consider other matters next week before taking a previously scheduled two-week break. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
That hiatus in the Trump grand jury proceedings is according to a person familiar with the matter, speaking on condition of anonymity, and means a vote on whether or not to indict the former president likely wouldn't come until late April at the earliest. The break was scheduled in advance to coincide with the holidays and school vacation. However, people familiar with grand juries cautioned that the schedule could change and prosecutors could still ask jurors to consider charges or vote on an indictment on one of the days they're expected to meet on other matters. Julie Walker, New York.
An Australian startup has developed a food based on a long-extinct animal. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
A few days before April 1st, a company called Vow unveiled a big meatball made of lab-grown cultured meat using the genetic sequence from the long-extinct pachyderm.
The mammoth meatball.
This is not an April Fool's joke. This is a real innovation.
Founder Jim Noakesmith says livestock doesn't need to be killed to produce the mammoth meatball.
We know now that it died from climate change. What we wanted to do was see if we could create something that was a symbol of a more exciting future that's not only better for us, but also better for the planet.
The mammoth meatball is a one-off and has not been tasted and won't be sold. I'm Ed Donahue.
Elon Musk and a group of artificial intelligence experts and industry executives are calling for a 6-month pause in developing systems more powerful than OpenAI's newly launched GPT-4 in an open letter citing risks to society. Earlier this month, Microsoft-backed OpenAI opened the fourth iteration of its GPT AI program, which has wowed users by engaging them in human-like conversation. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.